Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. Don't worry, HubSpot's customer platform can help. No more time-consuming tasks, no more chasing down prospect info, no more one system for this, another system for that. HubSpot helps you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights to convert them to customers all in one place, making your productivity problem no problem at all. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how they can help you grow better.
Howdy, folks. It is Tuesday, September 13th. I'm Jacob Cohen, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. Today, we're going to be talking about a potential railroad strike in the U.S. that could happen as soon as Friday. You may be thinking, big whoop, I don't take the train. But a lot, about 40% of the stuff you use in life reached you by rail, so this can still impact you, and we're going to be talking about that, but also about Florida, the Sunshine State, and the retirement mecca of the U.S., and how housing prices there are rising particularly fast and what that means. But before we get into all that, let's take a quick look at what else is going on in the business and tech world. Let's get crack-a-lack. Okay, first things first. Here's a sentence that wouldn't have made sense to anyone about 5 years ago, and honestly still doesn't make a ton of sense today. Starbucks is entering the NFT game. Okay, what does that mean? Well, Odyssey is the name of Starbucks' new customer loyalty blockchain project. Members will be able to earn, buy, and sell NFTs known as journey stamps. The company says it wants to invest in this area seriously, not just as a stunt project. And it's very much in the early stages, and this is a work in progress. By the way, the only thing you'll ever see me order from Starbucks is a chai tea latte with soy milk. Fantastic beverage. Do not hate on the chai, okay? Moving along, some Meta news. Internal research at Meta found Instagram users are spending 17.6 million cumulative hours a day watching Instagram Reels, the company's TikTok competitor. Which may sound like a lot, until you read further down the page and see that they also found TikTok users are spending 198 million hours a day watching TikToks. The report also found that Reels engagement has been falling month over month, and that most Reels users don't have any engagement on Reels whatsoever. Also out of Meta, images of a Meta Quest Pro VR headset, the company's yet-to-be-launched product, circulated online after someone left a pre-market sample in a hotel room. How does this happen? If you get your hands on a pre-market tech product, I feel like your only responsibility is to not leave it in a hotel room. Oh well, the product will most likely launch officially at Meta's Connect conference next month, so we look forward to that. Also, Kourtney Kardashian is launching wellness gummy brand Lemmy this month. She's the latest in the group of sisters to foray into a consumer product brand. Kim Kardashian's now three-year-old shapewear company Skims was last valued at $3.2 billion, and in 2019, Kylie Jenner sold a majority stake in her cosmetics company at a $1.2 billion valuation. Unlike Kim, though, Kourtney says she would not eat poop to look younger. Yes, apparently Kim has said that. Was she serious? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. And moving along, Peloton co-founder, previous CEO, and until yesterday, executive chairman John Foley is leaving the company altogether. The changes come as CEO Barry McCarthy conducts a massive transformation across all aspects of the company, whose stock is down 70% this year. And lastly, this isn't breaking news, but I was just looking into this and it was pretty neat. The price tag for a Disneyland-esque Massachusetts mansion belonging to the late Yankee Candle founder. It's $23 million. The house includes a water park, an arcade, four tennis courts, one of which is indoors, a concert hall, two car barns that fit up to 80 cars, a 4,000-square-foot gym and spa center, and more. The Yankee Candle founder, Michael Kittredge, founded Yankee Candle as a teenager in the 60s after making his mother a candle out of melted crayons because he was too poor to buy her a gift. In 1998, he sold 90% of the business for about $500 million. Guess he put the money to good use, right? Okay, now let's talk Florida for a minute. Florida, where the average temperature and age are both in the 80s, but for decades, the state's been American retirees' destination of choice. Between 1945 and 2000, a quarter of older Americans who moved between states went to Florida. From April 2020 to April 2021, more than 300,000 people moved to Florida, more than any other state. And today, roughly one-fifth of the state is 65 and older. In the U.S., 16% of people fall into that bracket. And there are even entire cities in Florida built for retirees. One, the Villages, had 80,000 residents in 2020, an increase from 51,000 in 2010. But the state may no longer be as desirable as it's always been for American retirees. Why is that? Well, because prices are rising a ton. The value of a home in Florida is up 49% from January 2021 compared to a 30% rise in the U.S. on average. In 2020, the median house in the Villages, that place I mentioned earlier, cost $283,000. Today, you're looking at $402,000. 8 of the U.S.'s 10 most overvalued housing markets are in the Sunshine State, and there are now 17 other states where it's just more affordable to retire. But hey, where else can you find alligators taking a stroll on the front lawn, right? And that is why Florida will succeed. Now, let's talk about what a railroad strike would mean for you. All right, so a railroad strike that could begin as soon as Friday could have some serious consequences across the U.S. As of Monday, neither the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen nor the Smart Transportation Division, which together represent about half of railroad union workers, had reached an agreement with carriers. What do these people want? Well, they want what everyone wants, some time off. Some railroads use a points-based attendance system that labor reps say puts workers on call for 12 hours a day and penalizes them for sick or vacation days. Railroad workers argue the system is necessary to combat staffing shortages, but labor reps counter that carriers have laid off workers to cut costs. The U.S. Surface Transportation Board notes that the largest carriers by revenue have reduced staff by 29% over the last 6 years, so clearly there are some staffing issues that need to be sorted out. But what would happen if this strike were to commence? Well, about 40% of long-distance shipping in the U.S. is done by train. So a strike would have quite the impact, actually. It would shut down about 7,000 trains daily. It would cause shortages, shutdowns, and higher prices across multiple sectors. That includes food. Rail carries 20% of America's grain and half of its fertilizer. It would cost the economy about $2 billion per day. And you could say, oh, well, no trains. We could use trucks. No, we can't. Trucks can't help here. It'd take an extra 460,000 trucks a day to make up for this, which the American Trucking Association just says is not possible because they themselves are short about 80,000 drivers. So trucks are not going to help here. Now, federal officials are currently holding emergency meetings to prepare, and there's precedence for government intervention here. Back in 1992, Congress passed a bill to end a railroad strike after just 2 days, which kind of highlights just how significant something like this is. So we will see what happens, but let's keep our fingers crossed this gets tidied up fast, because the last thing we need right now in America, 7,000 fewer trains running daily. And bada bing, bada boom, that's going to do it for us today. Folks, thanks for tuning in to the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig. Our executive producer is Darren Clark. I'm Jacob Cohen. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, what the heck is wrong with you? Go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co, and we'll see you tomorrow.